What?
How do you like your cornmeal cooked?
I just wanted to just cook it. Then used to make them in a pone. Just take a piece of dough, have it made a piece of dough made up kind of stiff, and roll it in your hand like that to shape it out like you want. So it'll be about that long. Takes about three of them to fill a ordinary baking pan, and then bake it on top till it's brown, and then put butter on that. And then the molasses on it, the syrup, that's what they want to call it. And that's good eating too.
What else is there besides corn pone? What else besides corn pone?
Well, it's called corn pone. My mother used to cook a half flour, half meal. And sweetened with syrup. Syrup.
What'd she call that?
Call that syrup cake. And you eat it with butter while it's hot. It's mighty good.
What about cornbread cooked in ashes?
Ashes.
Did you ever?
Yeah, because I tell this mother sold it. He wanted his old big old windy liars anyway, though. I know it most went so, but it could have been so. And
what did he?
He was traveling about one year, kind of fellow, and when you take notes going where you just time go, I don't care if it's 100 miles, he'd go and camp out and stop at folks' houses and spend the night and so on. Then he stopped at a place and, that's the woman could spend the night, yes, and her parent, that husband come in directly, and he got acquainted with him. He's a big talker, and he'd tell anything in the world, because he knew nobody was going to believe it, no how. And that's what we thought about it. We knew him. Otherwise, I didn't know him. And she built a fire in the fireplace. Said she went to make a made-up bread. They seen her stirring it up. And he had straw brooms. You know these straw brooms, you make straw brooms, you've seen them. And she swept ashes back off that and hard hearth, you know. And said she's barefooted, dressed way up like that, taking her foot and padded it out. And then when it got on that side was done, she take the paddle and spread it over, pad it a little more, and then put it on the table and eat it. I call it that foot pone, wouldn't you?
Okay. What about cornbread that you eat with a spoon? It's soft and eat it out of a bowl.
And the grits.
Or it's cornbread, though.
I don't know. I've never eaten nothing like that. I don't know.
You used to say gruel, didn't?
Yeah, they made a stuff called gruel. That's like sort of like fine grits. And you put butter in that and stir it. Make some, or you can put syrup in it, or sugar, whatever you had to put in it.
How do you eat your cornbread now?
I eat it the whole cake, most style. And split it down the middle and put one on one side of it and take that side and turn it over and then chip it up like that and dip out turnip greens or whatever I have on it and just put it all on that together just to go to stirring it up and get it right and get it in my mouth and then I go eat.
What about the bread that's made out of white flour?
Well, it's a different kind, you know. You take the whole wheat bread, it's made